A network of six Australian universities has told a parliamentary inquiry that draft legislation to limit international student numbers from next year needs to be modified to avoid further complexity and uncertainty. The draft bill announced in May outlines powers for the Federal Education Minister to cap the number of international students by education provider, campus location, and course. To enrol more students, institutions would be required to establish additional purpose-built student accommodation. The Executive Director of the Australian Technology Network of Universities, Dr. Ant Bagshaw, says the ministerial control as outlined in the bill is too broad.
What we're looking for is institutional sustainability and how institutions plan over a long time. That's how universities work. They work in long scales. And what we've got here is no certainty about how many students will be able to enrol next year. So one of the consequences at the moment is deferred capital expenditure, which is actually necessary for institutions, for domestic and international students, but also necessary as part of our broader economic contribution to the country.